This is Hash It Out with Jane
is a podcast that supports independent thought, personal responsibility, and social consciousness. Thanks for downloading another fun episode of Hash It Out with Jane. I'm your host, Jane Hash. Joining me today is a super groovy singer and songwriter, Elizabeth Pope. She's joining me today to share not only her music, but her unique perspective on the disability community. Make yourself comfortable, and we'll be right back.
Hello there, this is Jarrett Boffman, Vice President of Cryptido Self-Defense and Fitness for the Disabled, a pending 501c3 nonprofit organization. Our mission is to educate the disabled community on independence, fitness, and self-defense. Paul Brailer, the founder of Cryptido, was the near victim of a mugging several years back. It was his self-defense skills that saved him. Paul said, "I was able to defend myself. The mugger fled from him, leaving him safe and with his belongings." It also led Paul to want to start this nonprofit organization. Paul has had many friends pass away from being inactive and not healthy. Through Cryptido and motivational speaking, Paul hopes to inspire others to be safe, to be active, and to keep working on becoming their personal best. Paul eventually wants Cryptido to turn into a YMCA for handicapped people. He envisions Cryptido as a place offering adaptive exercise equipment and classes in fitness and martial arts for disabled people. Please go check out our site at www.cryptido.com. And as always, Cryptido fans rock. Thanks for listening.
Elizabeth Pope, thank you for hashing it out with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, you are a singer and songwriter, and you've been very busy performing lately.
Yes, I have. It has picked up quite a bit in the last couple months.
How would you describe your music?
My music is a roadmap filled with so many different life experiences, because I've experienced the good, I've experienced the bad, and I just write about how I feel about those types of situations.
Now, you and I have a lot of mutual friends on social media, and I was looking through them because I spy on all my guests. And all of our mutual friends have a disability. How do you fit into that community?
Well, I used to work for different nonprofits, and I grew up with learning disabilities. I was actually born with a genetic disorder called Fragile X syndrome. So it's learning disabilities, it's intellectual disabilities. So I started working in that area in and around maybe about 4 or 5 years ago. And that's how I met all the different people that I've met kind of throughout my life. And they've really, you know, I've really been embraced by the disability community. I feel that that's a great outlet for me to still continue to be involved in, you know, while I still pursue my music. But I love to give back to those types of causes.
Do you think that the learning disabilities that you mentioned have opened up new opportunities or created more challenges when it comes to your music?
Well, it has actually opened up more opportunities, really. I think I've really inspired a lot of people. Through my music and through my disabilities that I have, I'm really very grateful and so open to just doing everything, really. Yeah,
because I see all the advertisements for all of the gigs that you've played lately. Is there one performance that stands out as your favorite?
Yeah, there is. In fact, there's a really cute coffee shop. It's not too far away from where you know, where I live. It is, it seats probably, it's a pretty big venue, and to perform there, when I performed there for like the first time, there was a lot of, there was a lot of good audience interaction. I just really love performing live. I feel that it gives me a really great way to just embrace, you know, new people, and have people continue to come and, you know, to see me perform. So I think that was, that's definitely a highlight right now.
What types of venues have you performed at?
Well, right now I am performing mostly at coffee shops and just some open mics and some restaurants for now, just to get myself performing again.
What types of venues have you performed at?
Well, recently I've performed at coffee shops and just different restaurants, to get myself practicing and get better at my performance level. It's really what I'm working on right now. And, you know, in the past, I've done some larger venues, like festivals and things like that, where there have been more than 1,500 people. So I'm used to large crowds. But for now, it's really great to have that kind of that small acoustic type performance where I can just get the audience engaged and do what I love to do.
Now, do you perform solo or do you have a band?
Right now, I am performing solo, so I do solo acoustic sets. Though in the future, I will definitely want a live band behind me, so that I can sing, you know, kind of without my guitar as well. I mean, I love playing with my guitar, but sometimes it's good for me to just sing without an instrument.
So you write all of your own music?
Yes, I do.
What genre would you say most of your work is?
Well, I am a multiple genre artist. I pop, R&B, soul, and with a little bit of folk influence in there. And that kind of stems from just when growing up, I would listen to all that type of music, but really, truly, the influence in there is mostly from just the folk, yeah, the folk influence, but I'm mostly pop, R&B.
Do you have a favorite song that you've written?
Yes, it was off my EP, which is titled The Next Chapter, and my favorite song, and it's a personal song, my favorite song off that EP is called Extinguished, and Extinguished is actually, and I don't even mind sharing this, Extinguished is a song that I wrote about when I was really young, my parents separating and divorcing. So that really, it was very hard for me to go back and write about it, but I did. And it was just really great therapy to get those words out.
What do you hope people take away from your music?
I hope that they feel inspired and that they can relate to the experience of what I am singing about, and that they can go back, oh yeah, you know, that happened to me. I can relate to that. I can connect to that song.
Your fan base has grown because, you know, I spy on you, you know, on social media. And so where are you going next? Are you going to do a tour?
Right now, what I can share with you is that there's a lot of things going on that are happening so quickly. And yes, I will say that there is some stuff going on with just planning for a tour right now. It's just, it's, I don't know a whole lot right now, so I can't really say.
Well, you know, generally if there's things going on that you can't talk about, that means there's some good stuff happening.
Yeah, there is very good stuff happening.
So if you could create your dream venue to perform at, what would be the ideal situation?
You mean...
like, ideal location. Like, is there a certain concert or just a place that you'd like to perform at, a particular audience that you would like to perform for. Like, if there was a magic wand and somebody said, okay, where do you want to play tomorrow? Who do you want to hear your music?
Well, I've never been abroad. So my ideal venue, my ideal would be actually to play in England. There's a really amazing arena. That's one of my dream arenas to play in, and that's Wembley. It's an indoor and outdoor arena. So when it holds, I think, over 80,000 people. So that's where my ideal venue.
Because if you put things out there, then the universe can help you make it happen.
That's right.
So I want to play one of your songs for our listeners. Is there one particular that you... Because I can only play music that is authorized by the original artist
on
the podcast. Because there's like podcasting laws and stuff. But if you gave me an MP3 and told me I could use it, then I can play it for the audience. Is there a particular song that you'd like to share and maybe give us some setup and tell us what it is?
Sure. Yeah, I can do that. I think that a really good song that promotes a lot of, for me when I wrote it, a lot of inner strength. And just having a lot of courage. I would go with Undermine. That song is about, it's based on a life experience that happened to me. Prior to working in the nonprofit sector, I was actually working in radio broadcasting. I have that type of experience because I went to college and learned how to be a DJ and play music and have like a 1 hour to 2 hour program. So Undermine really kind of encompasses that experience.
So when my listeners hear this song and fall in love with your music and they want to come see you, where can they go to find out where you are performing?
You know, I'm all over social media, obviously, so they can, you know, follow me on Twitter, at Liz Pub Live. They can like my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Elizabeth Pub Live. They can also find me on my website. Will likely have updates on my concert, so LizPopeLive.com as well. And they can sign up for my newsletter.
Awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to add that we have not covered?
No, I think that'll do it.
Without further ado, here is Undermine by Elizabeth Pope.
I give it my best. Is this the last words? Suppose it's my last breath. Compose, I fight back the tears, I let them roll on. I don't know why. I don't know why. Under my in a tangled world, undermine in a blurred vision. Keep your chin up. The hurry, the rush, the running on the road, I stop dead in my tracks. Is the last words. Suppose it's my last breath. Undermine
For more information about topics and people discussed in this episode, visit my blog at hashitoutwithjourney.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, questions, or you just want to tell me how amazing I am, send me an email at hashitoutwithjourney@gmail.com.